Hebrews 13:8-14. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings. So our Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate one for us to whom we look to, he never changes, nor will he ever change. So when you hear false and strange teachings, don't allow them to carry you off and away from the fundamentals of the faith. Follow Jesus. Cling to him. Hold fast to him. He doesn't ever need to be added to. He cannot have anything taken away from him. He is sufficient. Don't add anything to Christ or to God's word. It is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace. So our perseverance and our continuance in the faith, our holding fast, is dependent upon God's grace. Will it keep us? Yes. But must we go to him and seek it? The answer is yes. But this strengthening of the heart does not happen by foods, he says. We are not strengthened spiritually by man-made rituals and rules and what we can eat or not eat. That was laid aside. See, Peter was given a vision by God and told to eat, not regarding anything unholy, anything God has cleansed. So there was a breaking of the barrier and the need for anyone who depended wrongfully upon their obedience to the law for salvation to abandon that mindset, through which those who were so occupied were not benefited. So look at these people in the past, these false teachers who depended only upon the law, who have been, what benefit have they had? Well, none. They're in the same position that they were before, lost. Verse 10, he continues and he says, "We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat." So the unsaved priests, they're serving in the temple or synagogues, but they lack saving faith. They could not and did not partake in the actual salvation of God because they were clinging to the picture and the symbol rather than the substance, the Messiah. Verse 11, "For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin, they're burned outside the camp. The Passover lamb was killed outside. Therefore," verse 12, "Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside of the gate." Jesus' sacrifice, it too was completed upon Golgotha, outside of the city. He sanctified or set apart his people by dying for them and them coming to him in faith. For Gentiles, they came from far off into the family of God. And for the Jewish people, all they had to do was step outside of dependence upon the law and recognize their promised Messiah. Verse 13, "So let us go out to him," or "let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach." Let us follow Christ, dependent on him and his sacrifice, leaving behind the wrongful dependence upon the law. The law was there to point to Christ and his fulfillment of it, and the sacrifices were there to point out their insufficiency, and Jesus is once and all for all sufficient sacrifice. Verse 14, "For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come." So we're not living for the temporal. The temporal does not save. The eternal saves, Jesus Christ. We are living for the eternal and the life which is yet to come. So keep your eyes fixed on the city that is yet to come.